June 3rd. Two-thirds of Lee's army began moving westward from Fredericksburg. He left the other third at the city temporarily as cover. Lee planned to march west to Culpeper Courthouse and then turn right to head north through the Shenandoah Valley. The Rappahannock, which separated his force from Hooker's, plus the wilderness west of Fredericksburg, helped conceal his opening moves from Sharp's agents. Confederate picketing also tightened to help keep the march secret and prevented McEntee's men from penetrating Confederate lines. Few rebels deserted, which meant Babcock vacuumed up less information, but it also made him suspicious that Lee was likely on the move. Numerous reports came from balloonists, Signal Corps observers, and pickets who saw dust clouds from columns in motion or heard the clanking of rolling wagon trains. The reports worried Hooker. No trend or pattern was apparent to him from them. Rebel deserters who did reach Babcock that day claimed Lee's army would try to attack across the Rappahannock the next morning. They may have been plants from Lee to divert the Federals' attention away from his movement north. Skinker arrived at Sharp's tent to report that Confederate cavalry were concentrating at Culpeper Courthouse. With no hard evidence, just pure deduction, Skinker predicted the Confederates planned a large cavalry raid on Pennsylvania, while the rest of Lee's army moved southward. The report only confused the picture more for Sharp and Hooker. That night, Hooker ordered his army to be ready the next morning for any orders he issued to move. But the army commander did not know to where he would be moving. Fortunately for Sharp, Lee would pause when he reached Culpeper in order to receive reinforcements and supplies. It gave the spymaster more time to discover what was happening.